is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. Visit my wonderful sponsors. There's a reason I have them. I handpick them. I hope you know that. It's all the things I use. So all the things I love. Otherwise, I would not have them as sponsors. So activatefiq.com. Get the supplements. They are fantastic. I got the copper cream and I'm loving it. And the sleep product is amazing. I can't say enough about it. And they're all natural. It's fantastic. Activatefiq.com. Code word is Kate. Also text Birch Gold 989898 and text my name Kate. You'll get some wonderful free information to do something that's free to do. Can't be better than that. My gosh. Take that window of opportunity while you've got it and back up everything you've got with gold that's hanging out there, your savings, your retirement, everything. But get the information, at least look at that. 989898 and put in my name, Kate, in the message. Send it off. Text it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Kate, Mike.
Hi, Mike. What do you think about today's topic?
I think this is what makes your show unique, and it's why no one else talks about this, and it's very informative, and it, like Mark said, it's truly a service,
yeah.
So thank you.
Thank you.
And,
thanks for that.
Even though now I got a little bit of homework this weekend because, you know, I'm still a resident of Florida, and I remember a few years back I had changed my whatever designation to not be a donor. But I need to go back and check on that to make sure, because if, you know, it seems like the theme of the show is that the donor, it's implied consent, basically.
Yes.
Is kind of like, you know, they're trying to sneak this in on us, right?
Yeah. They started on a lie.
You know,
I mean, the lie was built about brain death. So they use brain death to convince everybody to do this. And it's a multi-billion dollar industry. So if they had to start on a lie, what's authentic about it? You know?
Exactly. So I want to make a couple more points real quick.
Please.
One is kind of, we're going to go into woo-woo land real quick.
Go
here,
for it.
Okay?
I'm fine.
So I remember hearing, it was an interview, it was a few years back, this was about a heart transplant, and it was, I remember this one, it was an older lady got a heart transplant, and she found out later on from the nurse or whatever, because all this is supposed to be, you know, anonymous and things like that, but she found out that the donor of the heart was this younger guy who had been killed in a motorcycle wreck. And the lady that received the transplant, she didn't drink at all. But after she got this heart transplant, she had this uncanny desire to drink beer. Okay? Yeah. And so, and she found out, I mean, this is so crazy, but she found out that, you know, this guy, he liked to drink beer. And, you know, the point, I know.
No, it's not crazy because people that receive plasma will tell you that when they receive plasma, depending on the batch that they get, they have different cravings for food, different weird, different things happen. So I'm with you on this. Yeah. Go for it.
Exactly.
Yep.
No, exactly. And, you know, and so to incorporate the Bible talks about the heart. It talks a lot about the heart.
Yeah.
And so what we dismiss, you know, the heart is this incredible blood pump.
Mm-hmm.
We're finding out, and if we really want to dig into it, it's much more as integral, to who we are, our spirit, and things like that.
So you're talking about it not just being an organ, but a DNA imprint.
Right.
Which would make sense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And okay, I want to go real dark real quick.
Do it.
So
do it. Bring it.
In the future, in the future, it talks about during the tribulation that beheading will be the primary way of death, that they're going to, you know, wipe out a lot of Christians and stuff like that. And I've had this discussion with a couple of friends of like-mindedness that doesn't it make sense that if you're using the guillotine, it's such a simple, easy way to harvest organs or whatever. And maybe I'm going off scripture from what,
no,
you know,
not at all,
but opposed to like the way the Holocaust went, where people were done away with that way. But it's just something to think about. And incredible show today.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
You bet.
It's what makes you unique.
Thanks. Okay. I love the comments. Thank you so much. I'm going to build on that one. Thank you. In Project Bluebeam, And I don't know how many talk show hosts talk about that. They should be. Talks about how they're going to come and come up with their own version of Christ's coming. Yeah. Through AI, through all the tricks that they can do to make it seem visible, right? How they're going to do that. But also in that was organ transplantation too, that people would be incarcerated, that and not because you did anything, but for specific reasons like that. So it's not really that dark to go there. I mean, it's dark, yes, dark material, yes, for sure. But on at the same time, I get it. And I think that listening to God in these situations where you have a loved one on the brink, and I know because my husband and I have had these talks too, and the thought of being a vegetable does not appeal. I get that. Trust me. I get that. But also about 4 months ago, there was a story and it talked about when does life end? And this father didn't believe his daughter was dead, but he said the hospital still harvested her organs. Brittany O'Connor, declared brain dead. Her father clashed with all the medical authorities. I think you're going to see many more legal battles over this, by the way. And then the battle was shining a light on America's legal definition of death and thousands waiting for organ donation. Mike O'Connor had been told that his daughter was brain dead. Brittany had been in the hospital for 6 days. And she had a big blue tube taped to her mouth and the other connected to a respirator, pushed the air into her lungs, right? And he said he'd come to her bedside and hope and pray that she would open her eyes. And that's where he was, by her bed, when a policeman entered her room at the intensive care unit, Fresno Community Hospital. Mike didn't believe that Brittany was dead. He felt it in his gut. He felt it in his spirit that she was very much alive in there. And she was. She wasn't declared dead, so she was alive. Forcefully, he told the care team that she was alive, and that she was fighting, and that they just wanted her heart, her lungs, her kidney for donation. And he feared that the hospital would remove her from life support and that the Donor Network West, which is the ones pressing the issue, would procure her organs. He thought he was fighting for his daughter's life, and he believed the hospital and organ organization needed his consent. Yet the hospital now called a police officer to remove him from her bedside. This is his daughter's bedside. To remove him from the hospital premises. She, without a doubt, he said, was responding to her, to his touch. They wanted me to pull the plug, and I said no. He was given 3 minutes to say goodbye to his daughter. Wow. She was 26, mother of two children. And they took her organs. And he didn't consent to this, didn't say this was okay. And they told her she was brain dead. And the police officer said to him, I don't want to take you to jail. It's the last thing I want to do. And he told the police officer, because you think, you know, you got to have somebody in that police officer that can listen, right? He said, I'm afraid they're going to kill her. Then pulling the plug on her now would be murder. And now I'm worried about her safety. After 3 minutes, the officer escorted him out of the hospital. I can't tell you how many times that happened during COVID. Cops are not on your side in this kind of thing. They'll do what the hospital wants them to do. And he posted a message on Facebook asking his friends to call the hospital, tell them not to pull the plug on her. And when he called the next day, he said they refused to tell him where his daughter was. And took the organs. They took her heart, kidneys, liver, and lungs while she was alive. Tissue was also collected for donation. I know we think that we are going to have a say. I know we think we're going to be able to make the decisions for our loved ones. Not necessarily. Look what they did during COVID. Look at the hospitals. Look how on board they were with everything that they were doing, right? And the cops were on board with whatever the hospital wanted. Yeah. Separating loved ones, the whole nine yards. You think you have rights, we don't. The government took over the hospital industry, took over medicine. Don't believe me? Go look it up. Be right back.